the Vijayanagar Kingdom, feudal system developed, which was known as Nayankar system. The military officers called as Amar Nayakas got land in lieu of their salary, and that land was called Amaram. The Nayak was in charge of expanding agricultural activities in his area. He collected taxes in his area and used the money to maintain his army, horses, elephants and weapons of war that he had to supply to the Raya of Vijayanagar rulers. Nayak was also the commander of forts. Some of the revenue was also used to maintain temples and irrigation systems. Amaram did not fall under Raya directly. Amar Nayakas could not introduce coins and taxes, though they could maintain army and collect revenue themselves. The Amar Nayakas paid annual tribute to the king and personally appeared in the royal court with gifts to express their devotion. Over the period of time, Amar Nayakas became hereditary. Several of these Nayakas became independent and established separate states in the 17th century, especially after the central authority declined. They were a powerful section that challenged Vijayanagar authority, weakened its internal structures, and contributed to Vijayanagar defeat at Talikota. Thank you.